Random House Audio presents Flight of Shadows by Sigmund Brouwer. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. Caitlin, we had agreed, the woman I loved and I, that as soon as you were born, we would perform an act of mercy and decency and wrap you in a towel to drown you in a nearby sink of water, like a kitten in a sack dropped into a river. But in the motel room that was our home, the woman I loved died while giving birth. You were a tiny bundle of silent and alert vulnerability, and all that remained to remind me of the woman. I was nearly blind with tears in that lonely motel room. With the selfishness typical of my entire life to that point, I delayed the mercy and decency we had promised you. I used the towel not to wrap and drown you, but to clean and dry you. As I lifted your twisted hands and gently wiped the terrible hunch in the center of your back, where your arms connected to a ridge of bone that pushed against your translucent skin, I heard God speak to me for the first time in my life. God did not speak in the loud and terrible way as claimed by the preachers of Appalachia, where I fled with you. Instead, God spoke in the way I believe God most often speaks to humans, through the heart, when circumstances have stripped away our obstinate self-focus. Holding you in your first moments outside the womb, I was overwhelmed by protective love. Even in the circumstances you face now, believe that my love has only strengthened since then. I do not regret the price I paid for my love for you, but I do regret what it has cost you.